Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
Professor John Fischetti, Head of School of Education at the University of Newcastle. Can you believe that the year is almost over? We're only probably going to catch up a couple more times before the end of 2016.
Yeah, incredible. It's summer.
Yes, it is summer. Although Thursday and Friday is going to be a little bit cooler. So anyway, it's amazing how fast the year has gone. We've touched on some very interesting topics this year, and none more so. We understand that, and you've mentioned it many, many times, a couple of things that kids need to have a good education. It's the background things. A stable family, good nutrition and exercise and fitness. And interesting to read, Australian kids are among the least active in the world. I can't believe we're ranking 21 out of 38 countries. And we were talking about it before we came on air. And I said, look at our climate. Look at today. It is a beautiful climate. Depending where you live in Australia, we only really get a couple of cold days compared to what you would expect. Are you surprised by that ranking?
Well, unfortunately, it's almost a paradox, isn't it? That our wealth and opportunity, as well as the brilliance of the opportunity to be out by the beach or in the park or on the bike trail, has actually backfired on us because of the emerging technologies and the convenience foods which are all around us. If you look at Woolies or Coles or any of the places you might shop, all in the middle of the store is mostly stuff we shouldn't be buying, yet we buy most of our stuff from there. If you look on the outer part of the store, they don't really have food warning labels on an apple or a banana. And if you think about what we need to be buying is that. So it's a combination of the issues around being passive, but also our fast-paced world. We don't have enough time to just settle and eat properly. So what we're ingesting is wrong, and what we're doing is much less and less. So we've created our own monster, and it's showing ourselves in our own children and their lack of movement.
Well, children are only reflections of the parents, and I know there'd be plenty of parents who don't agree with that, but it's monkey see, monkey do. Interesting, a couple of points. Yeah, they call it the food donuts at the supermarket. Just hover around the outside, go around the donut, don't go into the middle. You talk about being time poor. I suppose, is it a possibility that kids are doing too much? When I was in school, yes, you had some homework to do, but you'd come home and you didn't have a whole load of other things. You might play some sport. It seems more and more that kids have got this on, that on, the other on, and it's not necessarily an activity that's getting them moving, it's not getting them cardio, and a lot of times not getting them out into the fresh air, but also they're not travelling anywhere that's not in a car. They don't ride their bike. We had Michelle from Roy Morgan Research on the other day. We're talking about the coolest toys for Christmas. A bike did not rate anywhere.
Amazing. So if you look at what the intellectual stimulation that's provided by the technologies, it also needs the physical stimulation of the movement. And unfortunately, for a lot of the activities children are doing, they appear to have the movement, but there are actually a lot of standing around. Even in the sport regime, a lot of times it's even in training, it's a lot of standing around and watching. So our best athletes are doing just fine. They're out there, they're training. But for most of the rest of us, we're standing watching them perform. So it's this combination of integrating movement, improving nutrition, and also integrating the opportunity to appreciate the environment. Some of the new schools that were built in the 70s in Australia and the US actually eliminated access to windows. So we'd stop becoming natural. The window you have in the studio allows me to see out into the beautiful bush and I see the trees. It actually recalibrates us to remember we're human. A lot of what we've done to ourselves, and even in some of the largest stores, there's no windows. So we become this consumerized nation. And with doing so, we stop remembering that we need to breathe, that we need to move, and we need to enjoy. And a lot of the curriculum that's test-driven does the same thing. We have to practice our mass as opposed to the research that we spoke of last time that's out there, where if we integrate movement and mass, our mass scores go up and we actually get healthier. So we're going to have to get back to sort of some common sense, most old farmhand approach, where we get out and do the chores physically. We don't hire the little vacuum that comes around and does it for us, right?
Yes, you've come to a bit of a strange society where you've got a robo-vac that sets the time to go around. So 21 out of 38, do you see Australia moving up that ladder anytime soon?
I think because our diet is getting so worse, I don't see so. Because if you don't combine the nutrition and the movement, you end up with movement only to go to get the next snack out of the fridge. So if we really look at sugar and salt intake as two things we can control, the massification of our food industry from McDonald's and KFC and the quickness, we want it cheap, we want it easy, we want
it fast. Yeah.
And in doing so, we want to get on then to our next thing, which is usually about consuming something. We want to get so we can get the froyo or whatever the next thing is we need, as opposed to building in movement. So several of our colleagues here at the university, their research is around how to integrate these in some stunning ways, families integrating their routines of exercise with their children, working out together and building the bonds and relationships together. A lot of the things you may have done when you were a child, you went out to the park with your family. You didn't sit around and play a game interactively, which is at least together, but there's not movement around it. So we've got to get back to a more wholesome diet, and we've got to build movement into almost everything we do. Children need 1 hour a day minimum, and we're not getting anywhere close. That's why you see 21 out of 38.
It's interesting, isn't it, when you've got a situation where kids will turn around and say, oh, my best friend Robert, no one's ever met Robert. He's never met Robert because they're playing a game online. It's a strange situation. John, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Todd. 2NURFM 103.7.